Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wake up! Wake up!
Not so fast! Not so fast!
I need time to fix my hair.
Oh, why should today be different from any other day?
Because today is National Hair Day.
I'm going to get my hair done.
Get my hair done.
I get my hair cut every 2 days. After all, your hair is your head suit.
Look at your hair!
What about my hair?
What if I'm follically challenged?
I don't know.
Stay in bed.
No! The show must go on!
6:04, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our producer, Morty. It is 1 October, and today in Vegas, it's one day that nobody will ever forget. Not only here in Vegas, but countrywide, nationwide.
Absolutely, and a lot of people affected by it. Hopefully, you're doing something good today to remember those that aren't with us anymore. Perhaps you lost someone, perhaps you didn't, but it touched everybody in this city.
In some way, shape, or form. I was checking out your Facebook Live, which you do 10 to 15 minutes before we go on the air. It's always fabulous, but I thought your message this morning was great. It was just be nice. And it should be all the time.
Yes.
But especially today.
Yes. Jeez.
And for the most part, you just said don't be a dick.
No, don't be a dick, people. Don't. There's a lot of people living in dickdom out there. So just be nice.
We will talk more about what's going on with 1 October, not only throughout the community, but on this show. And as you had said, and we decided to talk about being positive today.
Yeah.
And what you took away from all this.
Right.
What happened a couple of years ago.
Right.
In a positive way.
Yeah. How did it impact you in hopefully a positive way, even now down the road? Maybe it's just setting in. Maybe things are just changing for you. Or maybe it just woke you up in some way. And we'd really like to hear that today. We'd like the whole show in some way to be a good news show.
Positive show.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
KKLC Talk and Text Lines open right now if you want to text in or call in 702-739-9636. Sunshine today and tomorrow and right through the work week. High today, 78, 81 the high tomorrow. It's 57 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news that we'll get to here in a minute.
This is kind of cool. Jay-Z locked up the NFL as far as entertainment. I'm going to tell you who locked up the NHL.
All right, we'll talk more about that, plus some other stories after Human League. Don't you want me?
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Sponsored by the Kane County Office of Tourism. Plan your adventure to Kanab at visitsouthernutah.com. Former NFL star Ray Lewis has withdrawn from Dancing with the Stars due to an injury. He's got an old injury. Aww. So might need surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So, ironically, he might have to go under the knife. I just stop it. Get out. You boob. Boy, oh boy. Well,
everybody's getting banged up on that show.
Yes, they are. I know it. Jeez, before the show really has even started.
Yeah.
Metallica canceled its tour. James Hetfield had to go back into rehab. He has struggled for years, and he went back in, put himself back in. So I suppose that's a good thing. They're hoping to resume their tour when he's able to. Pretty cool. Jay-Z already locked up the NFL. He's the one who got Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, possibly Pitbull, to do the Super Bowl halftime show. Well, Green Day went and signed on to partnership with the NHL. So they will be, you know, handling things like that for the NHL, which is kind of cool.
Like for the All-Star Game and Stanley Cup and stuff like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Is everybody okay with that, or are we already saying?
I know.
They suck, man.
Oh, God. Why didn't they get Nickelback, man? That sucks. God. What?
I don't think people have gone that far.
Hootie. Yeah. What happened?
Well, that sounds good.
I think it's cool. Listen, hockey's a little more extreme.
Yeah, it's rock and roll.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And it is October 1st, and that also means the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Elizabeth Hurley has a little bit of advice.
Every month, women should check their breasts, and after a certain age, you know, regularly have proper checkups with your doctor. And it just has to become part of your calendar, and I think we have to be responsible for ourselves and for everybody we love.
And if that voice and that accent doesn't make you do it, ladies, it will probably make your husbands or boyfriends do it for you. do, definitely. If you haven't had a mammogram in a while, or if you just need your mammogram this year, get it done, okay? Right. Just a reminder. Okay. And a big happy birthday, by the way, to President Jimmy Carter, 95 today.
The president who just will never go away.
And
I mean that in a good way.
No, and sharp, man.
Still building homes and teaching Bible school.
Jeez, peanut farmer.
10K Payday Contest is back. Gina Foster got the call from the Beasley banker. Her reaction.
Oh, my God. You don't know how much I need this.
So the banker wanted to know, hey, what are you going to do with the money?
I'm actually trying to buy a house, so this is going to help a lot. Every little bit helps.
It does.
That's true.
$1,000 richer. I know $10,000
will help. Absolutely.
She is qualified, as well as you. If you entered on time, that code word from the 5 a.m. hour, which was, by the way, luxury. So we will announce that winner on October 14th, just a few days away.
Yeah,
if you want more details on the 10K Payday Contest, just go to 96.3KKLZ.com. As we observe one October, we told people if you want to text in, 702-739-9636.
Well, Linda just texted in and said, good morning. My husband Terry says this every day. Don't be a dick. Don't be a dumbass. Have a great day. She said, thank you for being a positive influence every day, you guys. You are very, very welcome, Linda. And thank you for thinking that about us. We appreciate
it. Not just today, every day he says that.
Yeah. Yes. Every day.
Great advice.
What is this show?
This show is amazing.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
As we observe 1 October, we had said at the top of the show that if you want to text in or call, KKLZ Talk Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota, 702-739-9636. And people have been texting in.
Yeah, they have been texting in. I'm sorry, everything is frozen up on my end here, Mike. Tom texted in and he said, and hear me out on this. He said, I moved to Vegas in spring of 16. So I was pretty much settled in when the attack happened. Aside from being glued to KKLZ, said it impacted me the most the way the Vegas community stepped up. Prior to that, I hadn't seen an ounce of that spirit here. It was like a transient wasteland to me. He said, I showed up at my local blood bank as recommended by the Mike and Carla show, and there were lines nearly half mile long. A KKLZ listener who couldn't make it to the blood bank called a pizza shop sent over 20 pies to feed the people waiting in line. People gathered all over town just to be together. A Memorial Park was approved, built, dedicated in 4 days. In a very special way, the aftermath of Route 91 was the first time Las Vegas actually showed me that it had balls to go along with the bright lights. That Las Vegas is an actual community, and that our well-known population of gypsies, tramps, and thieves is not really that.
And a lot of people are saying if you want to remember 1 October or those affected by it, that might be something you might want to do or consider doing is giving blood.
Yeah, blood is always needed. And, you know, we talked about it then, too. It doesn't last long.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, today, maybe the first of every other month, go ahead and you know, donate blood. Or the first of the month, twice a year, something like that.
And if you don't know who to call or where to go, all that information is on our website. Just go to 96.3KKLZ. Imagine what you would do winning $10,000 to spend any way you want. Details on how to play the 10K Payday Contest coming up soon. Sunshine today as we remember 1 October. High in the upper 70s, low 80s tomorrow, and about 57 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know. We'll get to that after Hot Blooded and Foreigner.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, let me tell you, let's lighten it maybe a little bit. Why not? According to a new survey, I know this will surprise everybody. The number one answer is pizza. What's the question? The one food you'd go to if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life.
That might be...
pizza!
That might be top three for me.
Yeah, I would imagine that.
I don't
know.
Hot
dogs.
Number one.
Yeah.
But that would be top three. Hot dogs would be in there.
Morty?
Probably pizza.
Okay.
Because it's pasta normally for me, but...
yeah, I can't decide. Here I am. It's the end of the earth. The end times, and I'm trying to decide. I don't know.
You would be first in line.
I'd be that one, yeah.
At the counter.
I know.
And everybody just yelling at you.
All they have is pizza?
That's the end of the world. Yeah. Hurry up.
I don't know if I feel like pizza. Oh, gosh. It's called Pizza Joint, Carla. I know. Do you guys not have burgers? Do you have anything else?
Oh, man.
That would be me. Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Nostradamus. I'll decide.
Listen, I've worked where they're... We're not going anywhere for a while.
Listen, no, Steve. Take it down a notch. You're going to be here for a little while.
Oh, boy.
According to a new study as well...
You might want to go to Wiener on a Stick next door.
You know what? Right, because I'm going over there, so... But they have cute outfits.
Yes.
So. According to this study, 27% of Americans have not read a book, or part of a book, or even touched a book in the past year. Hmm. But that means 73% have, right? That means somebody has.
Yes, today the glass is half full.
It is. Okay. Here's the thing. It's been about the same since 2011, when about 18% say they hadn't read a book. Now, here's the deal. In 2011... books had a lot less competition. Netflix came up with their first original series about a year later. So there was no binge watching of TV really back in 11, 12. So that's really affected people, you know, who read. And Forever 21 has indeed filed bankruptcy. So lots of new Halloween superstores will be popping up in the mall because that seems to be what goes into any place that closes.
That makes me happy.
Forever 21? No, Morty. No.
One, because a guy doesn't really go and shop there. Well, some guys do.
But they did have a men's section. They added a men's section. They did. Yeah, they did. Well, yeah.
They sell Nirvana shirts.
I know. That really upsets me.
I see like 11, 12-year-old girls walking around. And I'm like, hey, name a song.
I know.
Oh, it's a smiley face.
I thought it hipped them up a little bit, though, those kids. I know. But you people are so hard on people when they try to...
It's like a Cub fan.
...to trend it up. I know. Listen, if they want to wear a Stones or a you know, Beatles something t-shirt like that, we'll take it. But you kids with your millennial ways, oh my
God. You're very sensitive about
I know.
That,
I know. Nirvana is ours, man. Get out of the pizza line. Jeez.
Go get your own. We've been talking about 1 October and, of course, inviting people to text in. Call in 702-739-9636. As we jokingly said, today is the glass is half full today.
Yes.
A positive.
Yes.
And this is exactly what we're talking about, Carla. Rhonda texted in and said that the one positive thing that has come out of this terrible tragedy for her is the friendships that have been created from that night. She says, I was there that night and was one of the lucky ones to get out. But those people around me... We've all stayed in touch.
We communicate on
a regular basis, and we've grown stronger, not only as individuals, but as a group.
Yeah.
So we do talk.
I love that.
She says, thanks for doing what you're doing this morning, because there is a positive.
Yeah.
You might have to look for it.
Sure.
But there is a positive that can come out of this horrible memory. So,
yeah.
Rhonda, thank you very much.
I really like to hear that.
And as we talk... about things going on today, several blood drives. A lot of people are saying donate blood today.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that's what you can do to be a part of what's going on today, the, what is it, Las Vegas Valley, UMC hosting a memorial blood drive today at the UMC Delta Point building from 8 to 5 p.m. You can register online. You can do that. Also, American Red Cross, multiple blood drives throughout the day through various locations.
Yeah.
All that information is on our website.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So being 1 October in observance of this day today, we've opened up the text lines as we normally do. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines, powered by Centennial Toyota, 702-739-9636.
Yeah, I got a really cool message from someone, and I don't know who this is from, but she said, I lost two friends at Route 91. I don't really like to talk about it, but after that, I decided to do a lot of things I was afraid to do, because obviously life is too short. Mm-hmm. I took dance classes, I went ziplining. And I got back on a plane. I was afraid to fly. Still am. to go to Germany to meet relatives that I have there. So I think a lot of people kind of were inspired to do just that, to do something.
As we talk about the glass being half full, what positive came out of this?
Yeah.
This terrible tragedy. And like the text from earlier this hour.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was...
Yeah. From Tom?
No.
Or...
Rhonda.
Oh,
who said that she is a survivor, and from those people around her, they've gotten together as a group, became stronger as individuals and stronger as a group, and have struck a friendship, as she said, if you read between the lines,
right.
That will last a lifetime.
Yeah, our friend Karen, who she meets up with a lot of the people each year,
because
she lost her best friend, and they all kind of get together, and they all keep in touch on Facebook, on via text, and all of that stuff. And I know a lot of them went to, there was a service this morning that a lot of them went to. And you know, it's a sad bond to have, but they have that bond, unfortunately.
And she also said it's not specifically on this day today. They do it throughout the year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Because the people you and I know, John, you as well, that worked here, that were there.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And survived. They don't want to talk about it.
Right. No, I don't think. But, it's.
They want to move on.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I went to a therapist many years ago. And they tell you, like, things like that happen. Anybody out there probably understands that. It just becomes a part of you. It's a part of you. Like, you have brown hair or you have blue eyes. It just becomes a part of you. You know, it happened and it's a part of you. And you put that. It sounds very silly, but it's true. You kind of put that on a shelf, and along with everything else that you've put on the shelf, it's still a part of you. And I think that's how a lot of people have dealt with it. It doesn't mean it didn't affect them. It affected them hard.
And to those people that we're talking about, it just seemed odd to me, and I'm sure as well to you, to go up to them and say, hey, it's 1 October here in a couple of days. Do you want to come on our show?
Oh, yeah.
And talk about what you're doing and how you're feeling and how
Right.
It just wouldn't seem right.
Yeah. No, so that's why we kind of focused on the positive. And I think it's just cool, some of the things that people, and if nothing else, that you learn from that. That's all. And I'm sure, we're not the only ones who have gone through this, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure that a lot of other people in other parts of the country and the world who have gone through this, you know, it's the same thing. And sadly and happily, life goes on.
But again, if you want to text or reach out, dial it up, 702-739-9636. People are starting to text in now at 702-739-9636.
Yeah, Marcus says, honestly, there's no way for me to think of October 1st, 2017 without thinking of you, Mike and Carla. I was moving to Las Vegas and driving into town around 4:30 a.m. on October 2nd. And I turned on your station because your signal was clear.
Mm-hmm.
You were the first voices I heard talking about it. And you guys handled it really well. Just for the record, I haven't changed the station since. Thank you. So that's
when it actually hit everybody is the next day, of course.
Well, of course,
Now, Karen's on the phone. Karen lost her friend Lisa. Now, these two will forever be in your life because they both came to see, as we all did.
Yeah, you guys were all there that on the 30th.
Doing stand-up over at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, of all places.
On the Strip.
Right. Right.
Hours before all this happened.
Yeah.
So Karen's on the phone. Karen, are you doing anything today?
So I decided not to go to the sunrise service this morning.
Oh, and why?
You know, I think for those of us living here in Vegas, sometimes it can be a little harder because we see it so much on the news, and it's not a bad thing. So I talked to Chris.
Good.
His husband, he's in town. When I get off work, we are going to go meet, and we're going to go to the garden together. I just needed to do something today that didn't involve the press and cameras, and just wanted to do something with just between me and Lisa and Chris.
And you know what, Carla? I bet you there's a lot of people that feel the same way.
I just have to, you know, because I think about her. She was so full of life, you know, and thanks to Chris, she was really doing more stuff, like coming to Vegas and doing things that she normally wouldn't do. So when Remy and I do our adventures, I always kind of like bring Lisa along, you know. That's in my cool. heart, you know. Because she would have never got on a motorcycle, but she kind of is now with me, you know.
That's awesome.
I love
what
that.
What a great memory. What a great memory.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you got to keep going.
Definitely. Yeah.
All right, Karen, you have a great
Karen,
day.
Karen, you're
God
awesome.
Bless you.
Thank you, my dear.
You guys have a beautiful day. Love you guys.
All right. 10K Payday Contest, new code word. Chance for you to win. Coming up in about 5-6 minutes. The word is concert. You still have a chance to, in a couple of minutes, text the word to 45911. Cash in on $1,000, 10K Payday Contest, or qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Just enter it through the free KKLZ app, or better yet, online at 96.3KKLZ.com. Plenty of sunshine today. High in the upper 70s, low 80s tomorrow. Going to be a nice work week all week long. About 63 outside right now, as we've been telling you, remembering 1 October. And, of course, our text lines are open. Phone lines are open, 702-739-9636. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I do. Wow. In actual reality, friends say these sisters hate each other.
Oh. All right, we'll find out who they are. More stories after Hall & Oates gets on my list.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, and excuse me, Netflix announced that Stranger Things is coming back for season 4. No word on a premiere date yet, but the teaser says we're not in Hawkins anymore. Exactly.
That's what I always thought when I was watching it. Why don't they just move?
Yes, exactly.
Well, it doesn't look like that great of a town to begin
with.
No,
it doesn't at all. However, why do I think it's not going to help? Because it's called Stranger Things. Okay. But, you know, yeah, we're moving to Boise. Oh, great. That's just great. Jeez. Now, Phil Collins. Boy, oh, boy. Living proof that he's not dead yet, which is the name of his tour. It's quite an accurate measure of his physical well-being, because he's still kicking after taking a fall during his show in North Carolina on Sunday night. He went to sit down. His son does a drum solo. He went to sit in the chair. The chair fell back.
Oh, jeez.
But he got up. He's okay, and he's going to be okay. Now that may mean nothing, but he has a really bad back to begin with.
Oh, boy.
And he sits during most of the show. So
okay.
But he is okay. I say he's going to be okay.
You said you saw him. When you saw him, you were kind of surprised. Like, he looks very frail, but he sounds great.
Yeah, just sounds fantastic. Okay. So really good show. Now people surrounding them say that Kim and Kourtney Kardashian can't stand each other in real life. One person said Kourtney thinks Kim is vapid and mean. Kim thinks Kourt should just kiss up to her, given she would be a nobody without her and what she's done. Oh, wow. Jeez. You know what? This wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Yeah.
One bit.
That's too bad.
Kourtney happens to be the one that I kind of like the most, if you can like a Kardashian the most.
I hate to hear that.
Don't you, though?
Trouble
Mike?
In any family.
Well, I hope they're okay. I hope they get by, you know?
Hope they work it out.
So do I. Yeah. So do I. Well, there's another season coming up, so I'll bet they do.
Perfect.
And Blacklist star James Spader talked about, being at the top of his game.
My window of opportunity for when I'm at my best is really like noon to 2:30. 2.5 hours of top.
Well, no, I'll then, like, a meal is nice around 2:30, and then go home to take a nap.
Boy, that sounds good.
That sounds perfectly fine.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Oh, my God.
And then he starts the process all over again.
Well, hello. Yes, exactly.
All right. Hey, by the way, as we observe 1 October throughout the day, there are a lot of things going on, and a lot of people are asking, hey, where can I get blood? Where are the ceremonies? What's happening downtown? All that information is on our website.
Yeah.
So you just go to 96.3kklz.com, and a lot of people are saying, you know, in memory of maybe family, friends, whoever, give blood.
Right.
Today should be a day where maybe you start the process of this day and once a month.
Right, sure.
Of giving blood. That might be the way to observe this day more so than any other way you could do it.
Yeah.
So if you want that information, just go to our website, 963KKLZ.com. All week long, I've been giving you a chance to win those tickets for Styx at the Pearl over at the Palm. Going to tell you how to win those in about 7-8 minutes from now. Right now, it's the Boys of Summer and Don Henley.
Get up.
Good morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, we've been giving away tickets for Styx back over at the Pearl. This is for in January. Over at the Palm Casino, tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Clause will give you a chance to play Mike and Carla's Pyramid Game, just like on TV.
Yep.
We'll get to news and weather, take the phone lines off hold, and then look for caller number 9. If you've not won anything in the last 30 days, give it a shot. 702-739-9636 is our number. We have Mike on the phone. He is ready to play the Mike and Carla Pyramid Game. Chance to win these tickets for Styx. He already knows how to play. Get 3 out of 3, and you're a big winner. Here we go. Number 1.
Timex. Rolex.
Watches.
Casio. Good job.
Number 2.
Catamaran. Yacht. Kayak.
Boat, sir.
Good job.
Yes.
That's
all right,
it.
Number 3.
Peppa. Petunia. Porky. Babe. The Three Little.
Biggs.
Yes. There you go. I didn't want to have to go to Arnold Ziffel. Good job, Mike. Oh,
I did like your answer, flowers, though.
I know. Good job.
Wow.
I like a man who knows his flowers and his pigs, quite honestly.
Oh, it's all good.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Styx over at Pearl inside the Palms. This date is in January. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Latest winner in the 10K payday contest. Stephen Ross got the call from the Beasley banker. His reaction, winning $1,000.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That's it. Very. I have a feeling the banker caught him at work.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, you won $1,000.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, I gotta go. Qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. Your next chance to win. Listen up, a little less than an hour from now, 10 o'clock. Wendy Rush will have another code word for you, so make sure you're listening for that. Details on our website at 963KKLZ.com. 906, weird, wild, wacky stories in the other news. Do that after Journey.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by Clark County Credit Union. They have low car loans, and the rate, 2.99%. Boy, you talk about rabid fans. Two Cleveland Brown fans got married on their porch during the halftime of this past Sunday's game.
Okay.
Because they were afraid if they went down to the courthouse, they'd miss part of the game.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And they didn't want to do that. Well, then how about schedule your wedding on a non-game day?
Yeah, but I think that's why they did it.
Oh,
they're big fans.
It worked
out.
They're
big fans, yeah.
They won, and they had a chokeout.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
It was a good game to watch.
Love it.
Carla, be careful. Lock up your windows, your doors. A burglar broke into a single woman's house back in North Carolina last week, stole some jewelry, money, and, quote, her toy.
Oh, no. What? No. No.
The cops are trying to track down this burglar.
Okay. Well, if he can figure out how to turn mine on, you know, more power to him. Because it's much more difficult than it used to be. Is it broken?
Especially with no lights on.
Yeah. Do I have to hold the button down? I'm holding the button down.
Through the whole thing.
Just hold your ecstasy for just a moment, could you? I can't get this thing on.
So he's on the loose.
Oh, man. Yeah, oh, wow. It's pink. So,
yeah.
Jeez. Wow. Okay.
Just a warning.
Yeah. Well, that's why I lock it up. That's why I got the security devices, Mike.
Okay.
That's exactly why.
Perfect.
I think I'm going to let those things go. Jeez, there's money. Don't take that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what happened to Connor Spear? What's happened to all of us? This was in England. He lost his car at a festival in Bristol. 19 years old, drove 100 miles to this music festival, parked his car.
Yep.
Couldn't find parking, so he had to park quite a ways away. Well, he had no idea where he parked once the festival ended.
Oh.
He and his friends spent 11 hours looking for his car. Finally, he went online, offered somebody $150 if they could find his car. Well, a man sent him pictures. It's like, it's right here. Here's where it is. It's over here. I found it.
Why did he just spend the night, wait for everybody to leave?
To leave. That's my car. The only one.
I have a feeling alcohol was involved.
Perhaps. Could
maybe.
Be.
I don't
could
know.
Be. Well, drivers received, speaking of a shock, it's Saturday night. They're driving down I-75 in Auburn Hills, Michigan. Looked at the electronic billboard. Is that Mike and Carla? No, it's not. That's porn playing up there.
What?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. It started playing an adult movie, Mike. Drivers called 911, but the movie ran for 20 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, speaking of parking lots, just pull on over here. No, it's still going. It's still going. Yeah, they don't know who hacked into that system, but they want to find them to congratulate them, right?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much, because traffic really moved at a crawl. Thank you.
I'm shocked they last that long, 20 minutes.
I know. I know it. Well, you know, people were zipping by, and they were doing the old, is that?
And they kept U-turning and going back around.
Hold on a second. Where's the off? Oh,
the whole movie
that?
Lasted 20 minutes. The good part only.
Yeah.
Oh, two or three.
Where's the off-ramp? I believe you found it. Wow, it is Tuesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Real specific good news story today. It's a tough day for a lot of people, and it's a beautiful day for a lot of people because of what happened 2 years ago. I know a lot of people lost friends, they lost family, and a lot of people survived. A lot of those people right here in our building, mm-hmm. We're happy for that. For those of you who have a hard time on this day, do something positive today. Please do something positive today. We always mark those tragic occasions with sadness.
Mm-hmm.
So my dad taught me a long, long time ago, don't remember those days as bad days. Remember them as good days and do something positive to mark the day and to turn it around a little bit. So I hope all of you celebrate the ones that you love, celebrate the ones that you've lost, and celebrate those that are right here around you, surrounding you every single day. Just make today, October 1, a good day moving forward.
I like that. I like that. Good job.
That's all I have to say.
And by the way, a lot of people are marking this anniversary by donating blood.
Yes.
You want to donate blood? You can go to the services and all the events going on throughout the valley. But a lot of people are saying, make this the start of donating blood on a regular basis.
Right.
Because right. When this all happened, and this would be tomorrow, 2 years ago.
Right.
Where lines for miles.
Right. Or tonight, actually.
People wanted to. Well,
yeah.
I'm saying the lines of people showed up
at
blood banks citywide to donate blood. Don't forget about that. Like you said before, because blood doesn't stay around for a long time, stay fresh where they can use it. So.
Right. Don't wait for a tragedy to do that because it's needed all the time.
All right. Well, if you have a feel-good story you want to pass along as we get back on track tomorrow morning, make sure you submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:41, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon, less than 20 minutes away from your next chance to cash in on the 10K payday contest. Wendy Rush will have a new code word for you. Top of the hour, recap of the show this morning. The one food you would choose to eat for the rest of your life. There would only be one, and we do not want Carla at the front of the line.
I know, because I don't know what it would be yet. Everybody said pizza. I don't know.
That was the number one food.
What if that day, if the world is ending, I'm not in the mood for pizza?
Well, then you're screwed.
Else. I might want a steak. I might want...
Found out a lot of people aren't reading books.
No, not at all.
I still have to get that book back to you. I got to read it.
Oh, really, yeah. Well, you'll get around to it.
Yes, I will. And, of course, all the events and everything else going on, all the information about donating blood on our website.
Yes.
Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, 96.3kklz.com. So as Carla said, make it a great day. Be kind. Be careful. Be safe. And as we always say, be good to other people.
Absolutely.
Try that.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.